On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, welcome to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. We're going to play a little bit that we call Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire three questions at each other, and we're either going to look like geniuses or complete morons. And you people at home, play along. See if you can go 6 for 6. Most people do pretty well at this, but nobody really goes 6 for 6 unless they're some kind of uber genius or something like that.
Or total rock nerd.
Yeah, rock nerd I would go with, yeah, guys who used to go buy Kerrang! Magazines at some store 20 miles away. If you were one of those kind of guys, that's the kind of guys who listen to the show.
Yeah, because we were in your rearview mirror following you the whole way.
Yeah, and if you're anywhere near Fairfax, Virginia, that's where we always went. And Annandale, Virginia, I believe, that's where we found Kerrang! Magazines. So we had to hit the road. We were stupid, weren't we? No, it was worth it. All right, question one for you. Name three bands that drummer James Kotak has played with. He's played with a lot of bands, but just give me three.
I've never even heard that name.
James Kotak? You've never heard of James? You're going to miss this question.
Yeah, that's already all wrong.
Well, I'll give you one right away. He was in the Scorpions for like 16 years.
Yeah, but he's not Herman Z. German.
No, Herman Z. German. Then they had one studio guy, and then James Kotak took over and was in it for like 16 years until he got booted for, acting up in a certain Muslim country.
Oh, geez.
And then now Scorpions have the little short guy, Mickey D. from Motorhead is now at Scorpions.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's been there like 3 years now.
Yeah, because I don't think Motorhead's coming back anytime soon.
No. So, yeah, Mickey D landed a pretty cool gig. So, since
all right, so James Kotak, huh?
Yeah, James Kotak was in Kingdom Come.
All right.
He was in a band. He's also been in Montrose, Wild Horses, the L.A. version, Macaulay Schenker Group, and Warrant.
Wow.
So the guy,
he's gotten around.
And he's married to Tommy Lee's sister. Who is also, he was married to her. They're divorced now. But yeah, she was, actually, I think we saw her play. No, we didn't see her play, but she did play with Femme Fatale.
Oh, okay.
But we never got to see her play, but she's a killer drummer.
Oh, she was?
Killer drummer.
She was on M3?
No, I think that has another girl there. I think. Okay. I don't remember. Who knows? My memory fades me. I'm old. So you failed the James Kotak question. I thought you knew who he was. Okay. All right.
Wow, I can't believe I never heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Great drummer, too.
Wow. All right, question number one for you. How many studio albums did Queen release, and how many went at least gold in the UK?
In the UK?
What? Yeah, I'll give you the UK because that's their home country, and they were enormous.
At least gold? I think of all the Queen albums. Oh, my God.
Right, how many studio albums?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to count. I'm doing it in my head. You got Queen, Queen 2, Sheer Heart Attack, Night at the Opera, Day at the Races. That's 5. Okay, then we got News of the World, Jazz, The Game. That's 8. The Works is 9. Oh, God. The one with the miracle is 10. Oh, there's no one. 11. I think 12.
That would be incorrect.
Is it 13? You missed a few.
15.
Oh, you know what? I forgot the freaking stupid Flash one.
Flash, and there's Hot Space.
Yeah.
And there's Innuendo.
Yeah, I knew Innuendo and Made in Heaven.
Yep.
Yeah, the 80s ones get a little rough. They get a little rough after the game, because the game was the last big one in the States.
Yeah.
And then I saw the Hot Space Tour, which was great with Billy Squire opening. But then they were like, nobody paid attention to them, especially in the States. And that's when they got massive worldwide.
Yeah, I never saw them with, I've never seen Queen. I've had the opportunity to see him with the new guy, but I just haven't.
I heard it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine that listens to this show, he's gone, and he's the one that asked me to go. And he and I have seen Ghost together and a couple other shows, and he's a huge Queen fan, and he said they're amazing. And the videos I've seen are amazing. I mean, the guy can sing his ass off.
I think there's a brand new documentary, I forgot on which platform, I think on Amazon Prime, that goes over the whole history of those two together. And it shows live performances. Oh my God, some of those performances are killer. But I've never seen them with Adam Lambert. I did see them in Seattle with Paul Rogers, which was,
yeah. See, that just doesn't seem to fit with me.
Yeah, because they played some Free, they played some Bad Company, and they played some of the Queen songs that would fit his voice. And
it was
good, but you know, I mean, and Paul Rogers really tried to be more a little flamboyant, but that's not the kind of guy he is.
No, he's Free and Bad Company.
Yeah, he was good, and he's a great singer, but he didn't have the flamboyant.
Yeah.
He didn't have that over-the-top personality. It's just not him.
Yeah.
So, it's one of the, Adam Lambert does.
So, how many of those 15 went gold, at least gold?
I would say all of them.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did not all of them went gold, especially the later ones didn't go gold in the U.S., but most of them have gone multi-platinum in the U.K.
Oh, I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
Robert Plant said they were the biggest hard rock band ever in England. So here,
yeah, I'd believe that.
In the States, everybody thinks Led Zeppelin is the biggest hard rock band ever. In the U.K., it's Queen.
Yeah. All right, well. I'd say, I don't know that you even get a half a point for that. Maybe a third.
No, I get zip for that. I blew that. I mean, if I really sat down and thought about it, I probably could have named them all, but I didn't want to bore. We already bored you with the Broadway talk, so I had to keep the show moving there.
Let's move right along.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Question two for you. After leaving Iron Maiden, guitarist Dennis Stratton has been a member of two bands since then. Can you name them? Two bands that he has multiple records with. Can you name the two bands he joined?
I know Lionheart.
That's one of them.
And I don't know why. Praying Mantis comes to mind, but I know that's not correct.
No, that is correct.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, got man.
It. You nailed it.
Man, I pulled that out of somewhere.
He was in a lot of albums from them. In the 90s, he was a permanent member.
Nice.
Yeah, Praying Mantis, one of those bands that first album was pretty good in the new wave of British heavy metal. But even though they're more of an AOR band, and if you listen to some of the albums, they're actually pretty good, but nobody pays attention to them.
Yeah, and they keep putting out albums.
So somebody's buying them.
Yeah, somebody. Maybe it's this teenager in Germany. Buying all the Praying Mantis albums.
I guess, man. Way to go, Klaus or Helmut, you know?
Yeah, really.
I love
it. All right, well, I got one.
I love it.
I feel pretty good about myself right now.
Yeah, you totally botched the James Kotak, but nailed Dennis Stratton. There you go.
All right.
One for two.
All right. Let's see what your third question is for some obscure person.
Yeah.
All right, question two for you. What year did Gary Moore die?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Well, that's kind of the point of this whole exercise. All right,
okay, let's see. Okay, it's 2000. Well, when you hear this, it'll be 2021. I'm going to say 2014.
No, a little earlier. February will be 10 years.
God, already?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. It seems like I just heard that he died. But, yeah, 10 years. It was February 6th, 2011.
And I keep discovering albums that he's played on over the last 6 months. I think I sent you some Greg Lake's first two.
Yep.
He was on those. And I just sent you a Paul Rodgers Muddy Waters tribute album, and Gary Moore plays on one of those. Did you see the guitar players that played on that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's like, oh, it's like, damn. Wow, how come I've never heard of this?
It's really good, too. I listened through it once, or I listened through it one time so far, and it's good.
Wow, I had no idea.
I mean, you don't have to be a Muddy Waters fan. You got to like the blues, but, man, it's good.
I didn't know that I Just Want to Make Love to You was a Muddy Waters song. It was a Foghat song. Whoops.
It's unbelievable how many of these songs were old blues songs.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin gets accused of ripping off those old blues songs, which they did.
Oh, yeah. If you go through, I mean, there's tons of YouTube videos where people are playing the two side by side. And it's like, damn, it's like blatant. Why didn't these guys get sued day after day? And I'm sure they did, but geez. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Even though Led Zeppelin's still pretty great. Yeah, but they took their liberties with some of those old blues stuff. You know, come on.
Yeah, totally.
Just throw some shekels their way, you know, guys? You know, the fan, you know, get some reparations.
Yeah, reparations. There you go. Yeah,
I don't believe in reparations the way people talk about it in the news, but... Hey, for those old blues guys, if you're ripping them off, send some money to those families. They deserve it. All right. Question three. What do all these musicians have in common? And you've heard of most of these guys. Okay? Eric Singer, right. Kip Winger, Reb Beach, Derek Sherinian, Jimmy DeGrasso, and Phil X. What do all these guys have in common?
Oh, wow. They're from the Bay Area.
No. It has nothing to do with where they're from.
They're all musicians?
Correct?
Yes. Well, that's not what you're going for?
I'll even make it... They've all played with a certain artist at one time or another in their career. All of them played...
Well, I know two of them for sure, so probably all of them. They've played with Alice Cooper.
Correct. All of them.
Yes.
And the list was super long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Orianthe's played with her or with him. You know, anytime you go to an Alice Cooper show, you got to think about who his band is, because they're not slouches in any stretch. And he has said, I don't have time to play with B guys. I only want the A-list players on my band.
Yeah, from the Hired Gun movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Nobody sucks. If you think about it, three-fifths of Winger have played with Alice Cooper.
Right.
Yeah. Amazing. Never such disappoints. Yeah. Every time you see Alice. Alice hasn't changed. Alice sounds the same, and the band just keeps getting better.
Yeah, the band is amazing. And it's like, the last time I saw him, he opened for Iron Maiden on their Seventh Son tour. And there were all these songs that I didn't know that they played. I went back and looked up the catalog. I was like, oh, man. One was something, Young Man.
Wicked Young Man?
Wicked Young Man.
Yeah, that's on.
Great song. I'd never heard before until I saw it. Just the staging, and I went back and looked up the song, looked it up on YouTube. Such a great song.
That's on Brutal Planet. That's probably a great album. That's his heaviest album.
So good.
Yep.
All right, so I guess I got that one right. So I was 2 for 3. Let's see if you can. You're 0 for 2 so far, so this doesn't matter.
So actually, this question should be worth 10 points, right?
Okay. Well, no, it shouldn't be, because I think you'll get this one.
Oh, okay. Be worth 1 then. All right.
All right, what musical did Paul Stanley star in Toronto, Canada?
Oh, geez, could that be Phantom of the Opera?
Yes, that is correct. If you listened to an earlier show, you know Mark mentioned that already. But I already had my questions written down, so.
Yeah, there are some, I think you can find that on YouTube.
He doesn't. Oh, yeah.
He couldn't do it now, for sure. But I thought he pulled it off.
Oh, he did great. You have to have a certain voice on Broadway, and there's Paul is not that, he's not the Broadway guy that you would call in if you were looking for a lead. But I think just like Sebastian Bach and the Jekyll and Hyde, I think they went for a name to get some people to come see. And I mean, when I saw Jekyll and Hyde on Broadway, it was nothing but a rock crowd. It was not the normal Broadway crowd. Everybody, long hair, leather. I mean, they were expecting it. Well, I don't know they're expecting, but it looked like a Skid Row crowd, not a Broadway crowd.
Do piece of me, Sebastian.
Yeah, but I should have stayed afterwards and got his autograph, but I didn't.
Yeah, well. And he probably hang around L.A.
Yeah.
I've never bumped into him, but. Okay, well, congratulations, sir. You win this week.
All right, yes. I needed the money.
Yeah, wow. Check is in the mail. Wow. That was
fun. Yeah, I'm still expecting two Christmas presents, too, that haven't arrived.
Oh, not for me. I didn't send you squat.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for that.
Okay. I just send you music I come across, and so.
Hey, that's worth more than anything else.
Yeah, we get so much music that we'll never be able to listen to it in a lifetime.
I think I have, if I look, I have everything in iTunes. I think I have like just over a year worth of music that if I played everything one after the other, it would take a year solid.
Jeez. So if you're ever going to coma, we're just going to put headphones on you and just play it.
Just play it on shuffle.
And it's going to pop up. Hey, you come out of coma. Hey. It'd be Skid Row, right?
Slave to the ground. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, this was a good episode.
Yeah. All right. Go out there and support our show and make sure you guys, if you like our show, please give us a little 5-star review on Apple or whoever, Google Podcast or whatever we're on. We're on every platform pretty much, so give us a review.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is 100% free. The hosts of the show make absolutely nothing for doing the show. It's done for the love of the music they grew up with.
All right, Mark, time for a thing we call intellectual poetry, where we read the lyrics of certain songs, and you got to guess the name of the song and the artist. Usually these are very hard because you don't have the melody, you don't have the anything, the beat, anything. So it's kind of hard to get some of these songs when you don't have that kind of stuff. All you have is the words, because I don't know about you, but I usually am listening to the music. I can sing along all day with most songs, but I don't pay attention to the words. So, you know, I'm singing along, not really caring what I'm singing, but I'm more listening to the music. So there you go.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to the lyrics unless they're completely ridiculous sometimes.
Exactly. All right. So, Mark, you ready for me to read this first one to you?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. I can't do the very first part because it'll give it to you. So here's the first verse. You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue, and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, he makes up in denial.
The Offspring. Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yep, that is it. Shoot, I wanted to get to some more of the other stupid stuff they talk about in here, but
go ahead.
That song cracks me up. Like, he needs some cool tunes, not just any will suffice, but they didn't have Ice Cube, so he bought Vanilla Ice. Now he's cruising his Pinto, he sees homies as he passed, but if he looks twice, they're going to kick his lily ass.
Yep. I like that song.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Offspring has some good stuff. I mean, I don't know why.
They definitely don't take themselves too serious.
No. Okay, well.
Well, shoot, that was too easy.
All right, so I'm going to give you one here. I know you know the name of this band. You probably know the name of the song. And
well, I hope so. That's kind of the point of this bit.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here we go. When it's cold outside and you want to sleep in, go for a pallet that's nice and thin. Zip it all around while it's on the ground. Spread it out and lay it on down. Any clue?
God, Lord. Is it the Scorpions?
It is not the Scorpions. All right, your first clue is this song came out in 1985, and it's a video.
It's a video?
There's a video for this song. Yeah, so the song was on rotation on MTV.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to skip the chorus and go to the next verse. You're afraid of the dark, baby. No need to be shy. We'll talk about some loving while we look at the sky. Don't be hesitating. It'll be all right. We'll tuck it in until it's clean out of sight. Any clue?
Jeez.
This song,
I ask you to sing it, but nobody wants that.
No, they don't. And there's this band plays this song, but they have a lot of special effects going off throughout the song. It's kind of weird. Any clue? I'll give you a hint. It's an American band.
American band.
An American band.
This is from the MTV time.
Yeah, this band was started in the late 60s, early 70s, was popular in the 70s, hit it big in the 80s.
Is it Journey?
It is not Journey. All right, I'll go on to the next one. Skip the chorus again. Let's go out to Egypt because it's in the plan. Sleep beside the pharaohs in the shifting sand. We'll look at some pyramids and check out some heads. Oh, we'll whip out the mattress because there ain't no beds. They're actually talking about what the song title is, if you remember all the lyrics. But it's a stupid subject for a song. This band is a three-piece. And they had a lot of big videos. Started in the 80s. Their videos.
Rush.
It is not Rush. All right.
You say they're American band.
American band from the state of Texas.
Oh, shoot. ZZ Top.
Yep. The album is Afterburner. Came out in 85. It's a video. What's the name? Want me to sing you the chorus? Well, I'll say it. I'll talk the chorus.
Yeah.
Slip inside my sleeping bag. Slip inside my sleeping bag.
It's sleeping
bag. Sleeping bag. A song about a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, I think it's more what you do in the sleeping bag, but.
Yeah, but come on. Let's go to Egypt and sleep beside the pharaohs in the shifting sand. Then we'll look at some pyramids and check out some heads. That's crap lyrics.
Well, yeah, those guys weren't Shakespeare.
Yeah, sure. And that song's got all kinds of things going off in the background because they're a three-piece, you know. But there's all kinds of, keyboard tricks going off. It's stupid.
It's funny. I like the song.
You do?
The music's great.
Step inside my sleeping bag. And then
yeah.
Keyboard effect.
Yeah, really.
It's not one of their great songs, okay? Come on.
No, definitely not. But it's not a song that I would skip over.
Yeah, let me see. Do I want to listen to Tush or Sleeping Bag? Okay.
Or Pearl Necklace.
I'll listen to TV Dinners over Sleeping Bag, okay? Damn, I should have picked that one.
Dang it. Next time.
All right. Well, pretty cool.